ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be.
Hey, 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 hopefully you can hear me and see me. Say hello if you can. I am trying to see you too. So I thought this would be easier if I go live via Zoom. And so you guys can come in, chat with me, ask me anything. Welcome to Q&A with Dr. AJ. You can ask me anything about becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified. I am happy to answer your questions. Again, I am trying to join you here. Not sure what Facebook is doing, but you know, we'll work it out. So type your questions if you have them. I am here just to chat with you briefly. I wanted to do this, especially if you've been thinking about coming to join us as a future Black woman Christian certified life coach. Oh, I can't see me because my camera's not on. Zoom. Okay. So once I get used to being on the Zoom platform, then I think that'll be. Here we go. Hey, y'all. Okay. So check the everything. Fresh off of a walk. So work with me. Come in. Say hello. It is Q&A with Dr. AJ. If you've been thinking about becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach, this Q&A is for you today. And I want to answer the questions that you have. We get a lot of questions, but I wanted you to be able to join me live and chat. So if you're here and you can hear me, say hello. Let me double check. Yep. So it's working on my end. I see of you. Facebook is also reminding me to go live. So hopefully that's not messing up anything, because I did set a reminder for us. Also created us an event. So if you saw that, it's the same thing. That is this. So I'm trying to show up weekly to answer your questions about becoming a professionally trained, skilled Black woman Christian certified life coach, because if that's what you've been wanting to do, then I want to help you cross that bridge. I want to help you fill the gap with the questions that you may not know to ask, maybe even wanting to ask or holding off to ask. But we've had several ladies come on board recently, especially because it is Women's History Month and training right now, tuition, the investment is only $599. It will go back up very, very soon. But I wanted to honor Black History Month. We did that. Honor Women's History Month. We did that. Next month is my 10-year life coach certification anniversary, where I've been a life coach for 10 years. Can you believe it? A decade, okay? And it took a lot to get here. I got a lot to share, lots and lots to offer. So I want to share that with you, but only if you got questions. So let me... I'm trying to make it to where I'm showing up, because Facebook is saying that I'm not on camera, but I see me on camera. I see the captions. So let me know if you can see me. Let me know if you can hear me, if you are here live. If not, and no one jumps on after a few moments, then, you know, catch me next time. Write your questions down, bring them with you. Wednesdays at 7 so far. I'm thinking of doing every other Wednesdays, maybe every Wednesday is too much, but I also got another very creative idea for weekly Wednesdays. And so this is weekly wisdom, weekly Wednesdays, whatever you want to call it, but I call it Q&A with Dr. AJ. So we did it last week and Francois joined us. She's now one of our future Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches. Hi, Francois. So if you see this, then yeah, you can come join us. So I'm just clicking, staying around with Facebook, with Zoom. There we go. Okay. So I'm making sure there's no double speak. There we go. It is finally showing me on camera, but it's also paused. So hopefully it's not doing anything funny on y'all's end and you can hear me. I just hate the whole technical aspect that is kind of buggy when it comes to Facebook. So decided to try something new versus going live straight from my phone. I wanted to do it from Zoom, hoping that I could see you guys and talk to you. So if any of our coaches are here, say hello. If any of our future Black Life coaches are here, say hello. I got my phone up and I got you up on my laptop on Zoom. And so hopefully I'll be able to see your comments. As we know, sometimes Facebook does its own thing. Hey, Melissa Johnson. Hey, Sherry Hope Smith. And the three others watching that it says was on here, I didn't see y'all till just now. So that's why I have to have two. So if you're here, say hey, or at least let me know where you're watching from. That way I can know who I'm talking to and answer your questions directly. So anyone here have any questions about becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Do you have questions about what's in our training? Do you have questions about why you're here? Hey, Celestine Townsend. We have a Celeste and a Celestine. So I have to say your whole name when I see you. That's part of the reason I do it. But hey, Whisper Money, how are you, girl? So yeah, just jumping on again for our weekly Wednesday around 7 p.m. Eastern. We got some fun stuff planned for those of you who are in our Christian coaching community here. Excuse me, get choked up. Here in the private Facebook group. That's what I was trying to say. So pollen is still out here in Georgia. I don't know what it's doing to us, but yeah, here we are. Hey girl, me too. I'm tired though. I just came from like a walk. I was walking. I was like getting it. Had to hit a couple heels I wasn't expecting. I was like, ooh, this heel is kicking butt. And I let it because I needed that. I've been having just like this pent up energy. I've been taking my B12 and been caffeinated and girl, I got to work that energy off. So I'm back and I'm like, ooh, sighing, and then rushing to get on here with you guys to make sure that I met my accountability quota for the day to myself. Thank you very much. So that's why I'm here. That's why I showed up. How is business, Celestine? Any questions for me? You know, I like engagement. And I know people will be jumping on and off. Celestine says, eating us up in Mississippi, falling as a devil. It's just like, came out of nowhere. And now I think it's gone, but it kind of left behind a residue. So it's like, I've been out in the backyard earlier today too. And I'm like, I don't want to touch nothing. I don't want to move nothing because then it'll be in the air and the dust and the, so I'm struggling. Because I had to empty out my little fire pit that gets rained in. My neighbor calls it a mosquito water. She called it mosquito water. If I don't drain it out, the mosquitoes will come. So I drain it so she won't get me. So I did that and kind of cleaned up. And just being around that and cleaning out a lint trap for the dryer. Like I've really been like Susie Homemaker today. That plus pollen. It's just like, but I would rather have pollen than mosquitoes. Like the mosquitoes in Atlanta, different breed. Like they drink off for like all their meals. It doesn't work. Okay. You need off and every item of clothing you own. So I pick my battles and try to do what I can with this pollen. Not looking forward to the mosquito weather, but excited about summer. We got some things planned for summer for our future Black life coaches. Those of you who are interested in getting grants, we got some great stuff coming up for that as well. I've been working on a lot of stuff behind the scenes, combining how I've been able to get over $30,000 in grant-based funding to grow my business, to be here with you teaching now. I am considered a part of what they call the financial media, talking about how I've been able to bring in that debt-free, non-traditional funding. And then God just kind of whispered to me in that Whisper Money conversation, Celestine, while I was on my walk today, like, If someone walked up to you today and offered you money for your company, how much would you sell it for? So I got my number in my head. And I said, what are you selling? I'm like, it's worth this. You know, I will put it out there for this and I will take this. And it makes sense. I'm doing numbers while I'm fighting these heels and pollen, you know. It was fun. So I love those conversations with God. I purposefully did not take my ear pods with me so I could listen. I really be listening out for dogs because I don't like dogs. I don't care what anybody says about dogs. I don't like them. I don't trust them. And I think the feeling is mutual. So I've been trying to walk through parts of my neighborhood. I know there are no dogs, or I haven't heard dogs before. You can't change my mind. No, I've never been bitten by a dog. I've never been none of that. I don't like dogs. I'm not an animal person. So no headphones, just me and God. I'm listening out for dogs and God is whispering to my spirit. So I was really multitasking and trying to breathe up this hill and fight pollen and get back before 7 p.m. Eastern to be here with y'all. So, right. She says, what about those who are looking to reboot their training? Do you recommend taking the entire program? Girl, yes. Do you know I created this training with y'all in mind, especially if you came over from my earlier training days? I created my training program around the training that I used to offer. Nothing from that training is in it because that wasn't my intellectual property. I took my experience as a coach, my experience as a trainer, and now my experience as a client. I have had so many good high-level coaches just within the last year or so, just with launching my own brand online. Priceless information worth tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been invested. Either I invested it or it's been invested on my behalf. I put what I know in this training. I go back and I update it all the time based on what my coaches helped me to uncover. So to answer your question, yes, go back through it. It's completely new. It's focused just on Black Christian women. Got some scripture in there, as church people say. And it's all me, girl. To see me with, we now have 90 Black Christian women who have certified with me online since I launched in the top of 2020. It's just, God is good. And to see where we're headed, other people are catching the vision and helping us grow it and giving us funding behind it. Absolutely, take the training. Every time I go to update it, I start reading through and I'm like, this is good. So my training is really good. Ask any of the coaches, all of the 50 plus testimonials on our website, tell their story. And I worked in a really deep VIP. I've been in a VIP process for the last like week and a half that's making me like cry tears of joy from seeing the work God has been able to do and like listen to the voices of those who have been through the training, tell me what it's done for them. Cause you know, I'm just doing what I love, which is teaching life coach training, you know, certifying y'all, telling y'all what life coaching is, but to hear how the vision has been received, how it's been sown into, how we're growing, how others are telling others about us without me asking, to know that I have a reputation online I didn't even know about. It's been like behind the scenes and it's coming out and it's really good. I was like, what? Of course, God, right? So yes, take it, come join us. We would love to have you. We have a lot of lady ministers, reverends and judges and deacons and pastors and evangelists and just kingdom community driven church girls, where we talk about God and encourage each other, support each other, hold each other accountable. And I just happen to be the ringleader. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. So we have fun. We learn together. We're doing a networking event this weekend for our certified coaches and those who are in the program. And I just invited my accountant yesterday. Now, my accountant is a man. He is a minister. He works specifically with life coaches. He sought me out. We worked together for the last year and a half. We just talked taxes yesterday again. He got me all the way together. His name is Brother Juan. So Brother Juan will be on with us. He also went through the training and he's having success as a coach. And it's so exciting that he knows my numbers. You know, all my business. He knows what's in the training. He's been through it successfully. He loved it. Now he's reaping the benefits. And I want to share him with you guys. Like when I learn stuff, I love to extend my network to those who are a part of the vision. So I'm going to do some networking on Saturday morning. He was like, all right, Dr. AJ, that's Saturdays are my sleep-in days. I'm just like, me too. But we're going to be there, right? So So we're going to have some fun networking with those who are enrolled with us. So our Ladies of Legacy will be live networking amongst each other because they don't get to see each other all the time. She said, that's where I'm wanting to take my ministry to the next level. So what does your next level look like? Where do you want to take it? Talk to me. Let's talk. Because there are so many resources and opportunities and networks to be a part of. I'm in a program that I wasn't sure I needed to join, but now I'm so glad I joined and I can't wait to share more with you guys. I'm one of 100 representing different countries. I think it's 42 countries represented. So I have to listen hard on all of our calls. We had a call earlier this morning. They literally get me out of the bed. Like, oh my gosh, I have my call today. So I have to listen hard on the call because it's accents from all over the world. And I was like, look at me, a global, you know, and then I have to speak slow because to them, I have an accent. And so to know that we're all talking about basically changing the world together as women, it's like, yes, God. And so they're helping me to dream and they're helping me to dig deep into the vision God has given me. I've gotten feedback on our vision where people are like, you realize this is bigger than you, right? I was like, girl, and they ain't even all, you know, saved, as we say, you know. So I'm in there representing for the 99 and the 2000, as Juvenile says. You know how I am. Hello, Rolanda. How are you? So yeah, what does next look like for you? Because next can surprise you, girl. Y'all be praying that prayer of Jabez, talking about some enlarge my territory. And do you realize what you asking God for? Girl, that enlarged territory is something else. As a life coach, especially with it being a fairly new industry, quote unquote, because we're not yet quite 100 years old. You know, we're not like the medical profession that's been around forever. But I love it that we're so new that we're now incorporating technology, things like AI, things like grants and getting other people's money to do this. And it is a form of ministry. Girl, somebody, who is that? Oh, one of my pastors called me a pastor the other day. And I was like, I can see that with platforms like this coming to talk to y'all and encouraging you and helping you to get out the vision God has given you. So just call me Pastor Dr. AJ, okay? With whisper money, okay? So yeah, the future, honey, the future is bright. You need your shades. What I got the other day, some Ray-Bans. You need your Ray-Bans, okay? And be ready for what you tell God that you want. Because it's really exciting. But a lot of our visions is bigger than us. So you'll need a team. You'll need to know where to go, where to start. And that's what I'm sharing, where I've been the last year on just a whole nother journey of discovery that I didn't even know I was walking into. I just looked up like, okay, this is new. God, what you doing now? Let me know now. So yeah. The vision is definitely bigger depending on, you know, what you told God you wanted, what he know you're ready for, because, you know, he gives us according to the measure of our faith. And so, yeah, when you say, you know, next level, futuristic, you know, write that vision, make it plain so he who reads it can run with it. But just know when you put it out there, get ready, get ready, get ready, as Bishop T.D.J. say, right? Because it is such a big vision. And I'm glad that God gives it to us kind of like a little spoonful at a time. Let us catch our breath. Give us a little more. But you know you're called for more. And that's a lot of what I see with the ladies who want to become one of our future Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches. They're just like, there has to be more. I've been helping people. I need support now. If y'all got my email today, it was good. Like, I was really near tears reading it back. So that's why I was talking about nearly crying in the email, because to hear, you know, where I started and knowing what it's like to have that itch that needs to be scratched. Like, I want to help people. I want to teach people. I know I'm called to do more. This can't be it. God, you know, you gave me purpose. Let me do what you sent me to this earth to do. All of those feelings like well up inside of me when I meet other women who have that feeling now that God has blessed me to overcome. I'm like, come on, girl. This is what it looks like when you apply who you are, what you know, your experience, your expertise in and out of ministry, your leadership skills, volunteering, counseling, the prayer warrior, you package all that as a coach, and you will be surprised how high you can soar as an author, a podcaster, a speaker, a workshop host, getting on TV, writing, being on magazine covers. All of this I've done successfully, but also our coaches, are literally following in my footsteps, showing up on big stages, working on secret projects. They tell me a little bit about at a time. One of our coaches was, she's here in Georgia with me, but she was in a studio here in Georgia, television now. I was like, girl, you got a television person, so I come sit in the studio with you, but doing great things, all because I said yes and amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice, right? So you said, right now my ministry is focused on hurting women. I'm asking God to show me my squad that I can advance to a place where I can offer them not only mental deliverance, but also shelter. Yes. I talked with one of my coaches yesterday whose story, like mine, has homelessness in it. And so we kind of like share the things that we've learned by going through that part in our lives. And now this coach has someone who wants to work with them, but is literally living in their car. And so my heart just instantly went out to that person because I know what that's like to need shelter and not have it and to try to find it daily because that's our survival instinct. So to know that there's a coach out there that has created a safe space mentally and shelter wise where you can just woo-sah. You can breathe because when you're sheltered, you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel stable. You're in a place of solace where you can hear yourself think, and then the ideas come, and then you can better other parts of your life. So it's a journey, and to know that you're that coach that can lead people down that path, they're waiting. So what you waiting on, sis? What's next? What's next? Because you got the vision. You know what you want to do. But next level, hey, I'm talking about Robinson. You, girl. We have a Raquel Singleton and a Raquel Copeland. And so I'll be trying to make sure I'm saying hey to the right one based on our last conversations. So thank you for joining us. Your podcast is live. So I interviewed Coach Raquel recently, and she shared her journey about becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach. And so I'm so excited. Just, y'all don't even understand how much I love this. Like, I can't even imagine myself doing anything else, but if I did have to do something else, I don't know what it would be. And I had told God that recently, like, this is where you want me. Yeah, I really believe this is where I'm supposed to be. So when I get to meet you guys and you cross that bridge and come on over as a Black woman Christian certified life coach, because you've said yes and you put it in the atmosphere and to see like how God takes pieces of your vision and he puts those little puzzle pieces together, you just, girl. It does my heart happy, as the old church folks say, okay? And I love us too, because we can talk church. So I can say church stuff, y'all get it, right? So yes, Coach Celestine, you got the vision. As the kids say, you need the platform because you would be so surprised what that could look like. And I meet a lot of our future Black life coaches who want to get into real estate and own property and offer shelter as like a nonprofit extension of what they do as coaches. Totally get it. Totally fine. Totally doable. Grant money is available. So that's why I'm covering all of those bases in my company so that I can share how to do that with you guys. One coach, we just wrapped up our 12 weeks together. She is a higher level coach charging $10,000. To work with her to get your story out in the form of a book and get it into media hands and get it into international waters. And so we actually worked together for 3 months to find her grant opportunities that would pay for her to go across international waters and get her clients, her coaching clients' books translated into other countries. So she's literally learning like about other countries and other languages and other values and beliefs because she's a Black Christian woman because that's who I work with. But, you know, Christianity in other countries may look different than it does here in America. So to see that journey unfold, and her very first grant application was for $25,000. And it came because she put it out there. This is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. And I used my last 9+ months of experience getting over $30,000+ in scholarship funding, grant funding, competitions, contests, all these winnings I've been doing and God has been doing. We're waiting on a check right now for $1,500 in the mail just because we won a recent grant. And then on my walk, I got another grant prize that was a part of that package. So it's super exciting that I can use my experience to now pour back into you guys to help you expand on your vision. And opportunity is there once you make it known unto God. Okay. Tell him the desires of your heart. So that is part of it. Anything else you want to share with me while you're sharing your vision, your ministry? And I do love that you can marry ministry and marketplace. A lot of people think, you know, oh, coaching and helping and serving and volunteering and leading, because we've been raising our hand for free for so long, they don't know that you can get paid. Like, I literally had a lady from Texas come here to Atlanta when I was teaching live and certifying, and she spent 8 hours in the class and it didn't hit her to the end. Like, oh, I can get paid. Oh. And her name is Erica. Coach E, what you think you can do with this knowledge? You have new knowledge. You have a new skill. You're officially certified. It's globally and internationally recognized. You can take it back home and charge whatever you want and still have the same impact, if not greater, because people are invested financially in what you do. And, you know, when we put money on something, we take it serious, you know, versus when we just give people something, sometimes they don't do right with it. You know what I'm saying? But like one coach I heard said, when people pay, they pay attention. So knowing now that you have this God-given talent that you could put a price on and it's still considered ministry, it's life-changing. It is so life-changing. And I'm so happy to be in this space as one of the leaders and what God has coming up. We just never, ever know. So thank you, Coach Celeste, for sharing your vision. So I got about 5 more minutes. I'm going to hang out. If you got any other questions, you want to share anything else, replay viewers, now is the time to pop some stuff in the comments if you want to talk with me. And if you want to become one of our coaches, we have one spot available. I forgot that part. One spot available for the $5.99 Women History Month deal that we're doing. What was I about to say? One spot available. I feel like I got a sore on my nose. Or is that crust? Hold on. Okay. I think I'm good. So one spot available for the $5.99. And then we will be increasing the price again soon. So I just wanted to put that out there. So if you want the link, let me know. I'm happy to share the link. If you want to put it in the chat, send me the link. You can do that. If you want to email me, I'm aj@thebossof.me. aj@thebossof.me. You said, yes, I had to share that with my church members. They say, because I'm an associate minister, that she can call me anytime and talk about her. Nope. Okay. So it's great when you can say, you know, I'm a certified life coach. Excuse me, a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Meaning you've invested some time. Our program is full of 24 hours worth of content. That's a full day. To spend 24 of your hours gaining this knowledge, learning this skill, delivering it in a Christ-like way that can help people change their lives, you deserve to be paid for that. You deserve to be able to confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. Like I always talk about, you deserve to be able to say, I have this coaching package. Here's what it looks like. Here's how many sessions you get. And here's the investment. Would you like to sign up today? You want me to send you the link? Mm-hmm. Or what they used to say back in the day, would that be American Express, MasterCard, or Visa? And now we're into wire transfers. I got to learn how that works. Make sure my bank does that. We had a grant opportunity that mentioned that. And I was like, let me make sure, because sometimes people want to pay you by wire, which is a thing. You know, you hear about it on TV. You hear about it with scams, but turns out it's legit. So that's the next level stuff that you want to make sure you have access to, and you're giving your clients access to. And so when you can quote them a price and give them the ways to pay you, and we talk about that in the training, that's called convert. You know, when you can receive and allow and ask for payment and get it in full. Coach Eba, she's one of our coaches. She might watch the replay, and she's in my inbox, keeping me up to date with, like, got a new client, quoting them this. This is how much they pay. This is how many sessions they get. And she's so excited when that money comes through. And I'm like, I know that's right. Even when I get payments, I leave my little PayPal notifications up there because it's a subliminal message. We need to see more of these. I want them all across the screen today. Come on now. You know, one of my coaches call it PayPal bling. So I need all that PayPal bling at the top of my screen. Okay. Notifications, Square, Stripe, PayPal, Zelle, Wire. Let them pay you, sis. Put a price on it because it's worth it, because you've invested in it. And if, when you take it again, you're now what we call dual certified. You've done this twice. Yeah, you deserve to be paid. So get that whisper money, honey. Make that money, honey. Yes, I'm all about that. So thank you so much for sharing that. And it does feel good when people ask you, you know, what do you do? How much? What's my next step? Where can I sign up? Do you have space on your calendar? You know, and make sure that you're respected. And that's why I like working with leaders, because we're used to being in leadership positions. We take on, me and my coach just talked about this early today. We were talking about the difference between like alpha and beta. And that usually comes up in conversation about men, but women have those qualities too. And so because we're so used to leading, you know, people respect us, but with respect comes a certain responsibility. And some of those responsibilities require financing, okay? So put some respect on our name and write the check, you know, make the deposit, click the link, make the payment, okay? Speaking of payment, $5.99, one spot. Let me know if you want the link. Okay, share it. It is first come, first serve. I have received information from people like, I get paid on this date and this date. One spot, first come, first serve. I'm honoring what God led me to do. And we've had several coaches come on board since we have been receiving grants and offering our partial scholarship opportunities. And now this Women's History Month special. And then we got some other stuff coming up. Don't have all the details, so I ain't gonna get into that yet because I don't wanna get in trouble, okay? You say, yes, I'm really feeling good to tell people, amen, hallelujah, sell them books, sell what you know, sell your skills. And then when you're in a network like what we have with the Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches, we have what we call the Ladies of Legacy. So it's almost 60 coaches in that private Facebook group. And these are our coaches who are either in the program or being certified, and they're collaborating. And so you combine your power with somebody else's power and you make a superpower, or AKA a mastermind. And then God comes in as that third brain. Child, it's over. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you, Joy. Great. Have a conversation and engagement. I plan on coming back next week at 7:00 p.m. Eastern. However, again, I'm going to learn how I want to rotate the schedule because I got some other stuff going on as well. But I wanted to be here live to answer questions and do like this, have conversations about our training and answering your questions about becoming a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman, Christian certified life. So hopefully that answered all of your questions. If you got more, you can always put them in the comments. You know, I'm happy to talk to you, Chad. And I need to go figure out dinner, whatever that means. I think I got to go to the grocery store. Pray for me. Yeah. Okay. Until we meet again, my friends, remember, there's someone somewhere there watching you to walk in your destiny as a future Black life coach so they can walk into theirs. This is when you let your own light shine. You're giving others permission to do the same. And as a future Black woman, Christian certified life coach, when you impact just one life, you're impacting generations. I had a crust on my nose the first part of this video, so hopefully y'all ain't staring at me on your big screen TVs with a crusty booger or something like that. I did blow my nose before I went live. So I'm going to go recheck that. And if I see a booger, I might not post a video. If I don't be looking up on my nose right now. We're at the end. I made it. I did it. Hey, coaches watching. I'll see y'all again soon. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. God bless. Bye, future Black life coaches.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.